An Empire of Ice, Scott Shackleton and the Heroic Age of Antarctic Science, by Edward J. Larson, narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2011 by Edward J. Larson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Yale University Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. When I tell friends that I'm writing a book about the heroic age of Antarctic exploration, they typically respond in one of two ways. Some say how much they admire Ernest Shackleton's leadership style, while others question Robert Scott's tactics in trying to reach the South Pole first. Both responses are telling. A century after their exploits, these two men are still widely known for their personal achievements, but their fame rests largely on how they dealt with adversity in their efforts to reach the geographical South Pole. That, most people assume, is why they went to Antarctica. Much else about their expeditions is forgotten. This book is neither a paean to Shackleton's leadership nor a critique of Scott's choices. It is about what was central to British efforts in the Antarctic. In the era before World War I, when Antarctic exploration was largely a British project, that project was largely concerned with science. Scott led two expeditions to Antarctica during the first 12 years of the 20th century. Shackleton led one. Scott's first was part of an international program also involving German and Swedish teams to explore the Antarctic that was fundamentally scientific in design and execution, although, of course, it had military, commercial, ideological, and personal motives as well.